Love is the most powerful force there ever was, and it is, and always will be. I'm happy to be a benefactor of God's love, and be able to give His love back.
Amen.
It's the greatest privilege I ever had. Well, not to prolong the time, let's open up our Bibles this morning. As already announced about us being gone, keep us in prayer on our trip. And you have one more scheduled in the first week of August, but I should only miss a Wednesday night that week. I don't know who's preaching at this time, and then after that, I don't plan on being gone until at least Christmas. It's a little easier to find a preacher to preach for you when you know you're going to be here. It's a little different when I know I'm not going to be here. I think you understand. I believe in being a little bit more particular, I suppose. And, you know, man, that's why my brother Alexander come. He has a lot of confidence in Brother Alexander. I do with all my heart. I believe in the Brother Thomas, to the Holy Ghost, when he preaches. One of y'all, one of Brother Alex's preaching. I can't remember. I think it was Brother Thomas. But either way, I believe him to be a man of God. And I've told you before, I'll tell it again, he's one of those brothers that sticks about as close as you can. Right behind Christ, of course. I'm glad to have Christ as a brother that sticks way closer than anyone. You know, when, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, if you'll just take a moment to think about Him, you'll show up. And you'll realize that He never left you. He just closed your eyes for a little while. He was always there. So praise the Lord. Let's open up the Bibles. I did get an email, or Ephesians chapter 5. You'll turn over there. Still going to be talking about going back to Ephesus this morning. Let me appreciate service Wednesday night. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just, what a thought. And it just seemed to hit home. I think just about everyone that I saw is, Lord, let me have the right name. Let me not walk around my own name anymore. Let me just be a Christian. That's it. So, even I was just thinking this, if you don't mind me sharing it, is, you know, sometimes people get surprised when they finally find out that I'm a pastor. They're like, well, why didn't you say something about it? And I just thought about it here recently. What my response is anymore is, well, if my life by itself doesn't show that I'm a Christian, then I'm just a hypocrite anyway. If I've got to say I'm a pastor for you to finally realize that I'm a Christian, I'm doing something wrong. So I'm not ashamed about being a pastor. I'm not going that route either. You know, if they ask, I tell them. But I believe that our life is what's important. If our life, if it's really the Holy Ghost in us and it can manifest out, people will know something different about you. Amen. And we got to walk around with name tags on and say Christian, you know, end time believer, got our eagle belt buckles on and stuff. There's something wrong with our experience. We're getting a little too much put on.
Amen.
It should just be what we are.
Amen.
So I trust you to have the same experience I do, that there is a Holy Spirit that lives within you. And if you just yield to it, those things happen.
Amen.
People know that you're different than the world. So praise the Lord. Verse 31, 531. I'm going to read down through chapter 6. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. And this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there a respect of persons with him. I like to preach. I've been working with this a little bit, but then I was coming on the way home the one time, and I just felt to turn the radio on, and the guy said what title I was going to preach. So I figured, well, that'll do it. But submitting for the Lord's sake. Submitting for the Lord's sake. Let's bow our heads for a moment as we approach the author of the word. Do you have a need you'd like to lift up? Say, Heavenly Father, you know my heart. And I have no choice. God bless you each one. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you again, Lord, for the ability to be in your house, knowing that many doors are shutting, Lord, and not even just physically, but, Lord, there's a famine in the land to hear the word of God. Lord, we're happy that, still here. Your Holy Spirit's still here. You still have the message alive and well. And we're grateful to be under the voice of this hour, Lord, that is preparing us for this end time. That when the world's falling apart, people don't have a clue where to go. There's faith nowhere to be found. We're glad in our hearts rest the faith that cannot be moved. And we pray, Heavenly Father, as we approach this word, that this word could live in our hearts today. That you would show us, Lord, the things we ought to do, the things we can do to serve you better. Lord, the ways you can receive glory in our individual lives. I pray for the congregation this morning. If there's any sick here today, may they leave well before the service is over. If there's any discouraged, may the Holy Spirit just rise in their heart and encourage them to fight another day. If there's any that are lost or need the Holy Ghost, I pray, Father, that you'd provide that need today. We ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Branham talked about a man wanting to preach, and he said the best thing for him to do is be able to relax and to get himself out of the way. And when you preach Sunday, Wednesday, you kind of almost get in a routine that I don't know. You don't have to readjust yourself anymore. But taking this Wednesdays off, I almost feel like I got to start over by the time I get to Sunday again. Like I feel like I'm mini retirement. So you just pray for me. I feel like I got to learn. I feel like a baby again. You know, I feel like, you know, for a while you feel like you know what you're doing something, and then I just feel like I'm forgetting all about it again. But I'm glad to know I'm not trusting in my ability to do this in the first place, or I'd really be trembling right now. But I'm glad to know that I've got a God that if I'm faithful to give my heart to him, he's faithful to pour out his Spirit on me.
Amen. Yeah.
And as long as my heart's right, and I'll just say it from the pastor's perspective, a pastor's job is to feed the sheep. And the only way a real man of God knows how to feed the sheep is only by the Spirit of God. The man himself, if he thinks he can do something for the people, I'm going to tell you right now, he's on his road out. He's on his road to Nicolaitanism, and the people of God are going to starve to death. But I'm glad that God didn't give me. Are you going to help me preach today? Is that right? Oh, there we go. That was a little bit better. If you hear, now, if you don't agree, you don't have to say amen. But if you hear the word and something in the inside says, man, I just like that, go ahead and say it. It'll do you good. I'll tell you that much. I ain't trying to make you a fanatic. I'm just telling you the truth. If you say what's in the heart, which is praise the Lord, I'm glad for the word. Amen to that. It'll do you good.
Yeah. Amen.
I've seen those, though, that I'm not trying to push to the other side either. That we're going to worship. They almost worship their own worship. I got to feel this way. Then it's from my heart. I want God to know I love him. And when I know that I've poured it all out, no matter how it happens, that's what I'm here to accomplish. That's what I come to church to do, to worship God.
Amen.
Not in certain feelings or certain emotions or certain songs, just my expression to God. God, I love you. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Feed me from heaven today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I believe you to be a good Father, Heavenly
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
And you said whatever I asked you, give it to me. And I'm here to let you be glorified by bringing your word to pass in my life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Well, there we go. I got a little cobwebs off with that. Been a little better now. But we're here to submit ourselves to the Lord. And that word submit, I will tell you right now, your flesh hates that.
Yes.
No one's flesh here wants to submit itself.
Right.
Because you know what that does? It takes all of your control and throws it out the window.
Yeah.
But the Christian's whole goal is a complete submission to God. What does it mean to submit? It means to take your control of the situation and forfeit it to someone else.
Yes.
Now, when Paul gets to this point in Ephesus, and we're talking about the church of Ephesus, because I believe that the first church is the way the last church ought to be.
Right.
When God made his first church, as Paul, Brother Brown said time and time again, Paul admonished these as the spiritual believers of today. You know, the Corinthians were fighting about gifts and how this is supposed to happen. They got people sleeping with their own father-in-laws and all kinds of mess. The Galatians are over here becoming super legalist. And ain't nobody saved. Everybody's got to go get circumcised again, and nobody knows what they're doing. And he tore them into pieces. When he got to the Ephesians, he could say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So he's not talking to unbelievers when he gets to this point. And too many times, that's how people read the Bible. I'll say this, and this is just my conviction. You don't have to believe this if you don't want to. I believe someone that doesn't have the Holy Ghost doesn't need to read one epistle. Because it's not for him.
That's good.
Now, the Gospels, that's the good news. That's what they need to get. They need to get saved.
Amen.
They need to be born again. And then the epistles will mean something. And you see why the messages cause so much havoc? Because where do we turn? 1 Corinthians 11.
Right.
Let's teach them how to be Christian. They're not converted yet. You're the sons of God before the foundation of the world. But I never see the Holy Ghost. Then you don't know you're a son before the foundation of the world. Yeah. There's no reason telling you that because you might think you are named.
Right.
Hope that's okay today.
Amen.
But by this point, pause. We know he's laid out about redemption. He's laid out about predestination and about having the seal of God and all the blessings of God. Then he gets to this point, and I pray that you are at that point in your experience before you try to apply this. Paul's not laying out. Now, here's how you really get salvation, boys. You know, husbands, you know, reverence your wife and wife submit. That is not how you get saved.
No.
It's now that you are filled from above.
Amen.
How can God get the glory out of you?
Come on.
And he lays it out for all of us. As we read before, it was mainly husbands and wives. And we understand, as Paul said there, I speak a great mystery, but this is Christ in the church. So that principle applies to anyone that's here. But when it comes to our function in natural life, not everybody here is a father. Not everybody here is a mother. Some of you are children. Isn't that right?
Right.
Some of you might be a manager in your position. Some of you might not be a manager in your position. Are you hearing me now? Are we hearing the word?
Right.
Some are servants. Some are masters.
Right.
And he lays this out. Why? Because we need to learn how to let God get the glory out of our sanctified life.
Amen.
That's received power from on high. Hallelujah. So let's just start there. Verse 33 again. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife as himself. So brothers, how's that going for us? Oh my, it got quiet fast. Lord, help us to realize that if we'll just submit ourselves to God, the Holy Spirit in you will automatically make you live for others. And when you're with your wife more than anybody else, you'll live for her first. Just because she's always there. That's your goal as a husband. How you become a good husband is to be, make the best wife you can. Are you hearing me now?
I
don't let it go over the top. You're investing your love into your wife, and that'll make her respond. I'll tell you that right now. You get a man that'll live for his wife, she'll be the best wife right back.
Amen.
Unless they ain't converted now. I'm talking, but did I cover that yet? We're talking about Christians.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to make sure that if, you know, aren't you glad the Bible does say that, though? If you have an unbelieving saint or unbelieving spouse, there's the word. If you have an unbelieving spouse, that you can sanctify them with your prayers and with
Amen.
Your life. And you watch, God will bring it around.
Right.
If you can just commit yourself to God, God will bring it through. You just got to hold on to it. Yeah, praise the Lord, Brother Ronnie. Baby. Isn't that right, brother? It's the truth.
Amen.
It's the truth. You just got to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Praise God. And I'm actually, let's just turn there now. James 1. I want to show you the problem with how some people ask God to do things for them. And they don't do it the way the Bible said do it. James 1. Excuse me. Let me get a drink real quick. James 1. Start right there. Verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, what is wisdom? Wisdom is you have all these things, but what to do about it?
Right.
It's the why behind the what.
Yeah.
Wisdom. And that's why I believe it. As far as the 9 spiritual gifts, the charismatic gifts, wisdom's the top, because it's not just knowledge where you just know things. No, it can take what you know and apply it the right way.
Yes, amen.
Same with tongues interpretation. That's a message from God, but wisdom will tell you where it's pointed to and what it's for.
Amen.
I mean, it goes right on down the line. If you have wisdom, you can discern the spirits right there, because you can tell one thing's saying the word and the other one's not.
Amen.
Not a bunch of intellect. The Spirit of God that knows everything can discern the situation.
Amen.
Right. Amen. The King Solomon was a perfect example of that. Isn't that right? They brought the woman with the one baby. And what did the gift of wisdom do?
Right.
Did it say, you're the mother, you're not? No, that would have been the gift of knowledge.
Right.
But the gift of wisdom said, let's just cut it in half.
Right.
We'll give you both half. That's fair, right? And what began to happen, the real mothers, most of you all know the story, began to yearn out and say, fine, just let her have the baby.
Right.
And then remember the woman that was play it, we'll take half. Solomon didn't have to worry about people picking on him anymore. Out of their own mouth, we knew who it was. Why?
Right.
The gift of wisdom was in operation.
Yeah.
If any of you lack wisdom, what did the Bible tell us here to do?
Yeah.
Let him ask of God.
Yeah.
That giveth. Now look, you got to know who God is and what he does.
Right.
Ask God that giveth to, well, you know, this is the really spiritual thing. Those that fasted last week and now they're to the point where they, to all men. You know, just once in a while. What is the Bible? To all men, liberally.
Right.
Means as often as he can, he will give wisdom to people. Because
yeah.
God is not a hoarder. He's a giver.
Amen.
That's his whole existence.
Yeah.
He is all of life. And his whole goal from the beginning, God help us to see this,
yeah.
is to give us his life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why God hates sin so much, because he can't give you life if there's sin cutting him off. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But, Lord help us,
yeah.
let him ask in faith.
Amen.
That throws out most people's requests to God. Because they ask it just kind of, well, God, if you got spare time, can you do this one?
Yep.
Well, God, maybe you'll get this done. I kind of hope maybe it will. Let's just finish reading. You'll see why that's a problem. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I just love the Bible. It doesn't say sometimes. It doesn't say halfway. He said all quite a few times in there, didn't he? Anything, everything, liberally. Just ask and you'll be given to you. That's the God we're trying to serve. But God only operates in faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Amen.
But if you have faith, and you just told me earlier that the epistle to the Ephesians was written to those that receive the Holy Ghost, who have God's faith in them. Not you and my faith, that's up, down, roller coaster all the time. This is God's faith.
Amen.
What God says happens, and that faith has now been transferred into you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And if any man lack wisdom, it just shows there's a spirit of some devil,
right.
some unbelief that you've let conjured up that's blocking the wisdom of God in your heart from getting on the outside.
Amen.
It's cut it off. But when you ask God, you don't ask out here when you're dealing with these things and complexes and fears. And you'll never get anything from God.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
You say, well, that's not very compassionate. I'm sorry. It's just the truth.
Right.
Amen.
I see that time and time again. People come up for prayer, and you can tell that they're just kind of hoping God will do something. And it burns that you have compassion on that person, because you know they're not going to get anything from God because it's not settled yet.
Amen.
Right.
It's not settled by faith that this is over.
Right.
Whether sickness or depression or some possession of the devil. Now I say, oh, oppression. Sorry. Not if you just told me, Holy Ghost, Philip, you can't be possessed of the devil.
Amen.
I'm sorry, you better believe that.
Yeah.
You can be oppressed, which means he's attacking you and he's making you do things you don't want to do. But if the inside man loves that devil, you ain't converted yet.
Right.
Amen.
If there's no struggle, you're not a Christian yet.
Right.
But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering.
Amen.
Right, and I'm so glad the message started out with faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
For us to realize that. Do you listen to the other recordings from 47, 48, 20?
Amen.
You listen to those?
Yes.
It's tough.
Yes.
It's tough to get through that. But 47, faith and substance things,
yes.
that's like one of the clearest messages there is.
Right.
Maybe God's trying to get some across to his people.
Right.
Too many times, it's just like, I'll just use math for an example. If you can't add, don't try to do calculus.
Amen.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. So many people, instead of getting the Holy Ghost, getting right with God, getting all the sin out of their lives, living by faith and knowing that that's the only way to live,
Amen.
Instead they try to get all this knowledge and all this revelation, which is just information. Because a revelation is from God and it's life.
Amen.
When you get a revelation, you're healed. It's not just you saying you're healed. You know you
Amen.
Are healed.
Yeah.
And if it's just up here, it's just information, and the devil can twist that any old way he wants. Well, you were healed, but then you did this. You find the same devil I do?
Yeah.
Sure sounds like it today, don't it? Amen. But when a man asks of God, he's got to ask in faith. Nothing wavering, not a bit. That's why faith is so powerful. If you'll just yield to it one time, it can destroy every doubt.
Right.
Every doubt. You just have to keep, the doubts will come.
Right.
But you've got to yield. You've got to submit yourself to faith.
Amen.
Because if you don't give over to faith, you have to hold on to something else.
Right.
And your choices are very slim to get any results with God, because last we checked, as we just said here, it's impossible to please God without faith.
Right.
So you'll grab reason, won't you?
That's good.
Well, if I was really going to get healed, I'd feel chill bone. If I was really get healed, it wouldn't take this long. Right. If I really had faith, I'd feel this way when I got out of it. That has nothing to do with it. And you left faith, or you went to some sort of reason. Right. Or you leave faith to go to unbelief. Well, I guess maybe God doesn't keep his word. Now, you won't say that, but your actions will speak louder.
Right.
Well, I did this. I don't understand why I'm not healed. You didn't have faith in the first place. Because faith solely finds its resting place in one location, the word of God.
Amen.
God said it. I believe it.
Amen.
Right.
And it's over. Amen. Let's flip back to Ephesians. Feels like one of those three sermon days. Sure missing a few. That ain't here today. No, just don't. I think it's about the first sermon I preached in, what, how long since Suzanne has been? Woo. Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord, she'll be home soon. That's what I meant to say. God bless her where she is. Ephesians 6, we talked about the husband and wife, so I don't really want to emphasize that too much here, but make sure the wife, as we know, Laodicea does not want you to do this, to reverence your husband, because that will mean you are not in control anymore. What you say isn't the final word. You surrender that to a man. And for those of you that have Christian husbands, I'm sure you praise God that you can trust the Holy Spirit will work it out some way. But the greater test of faith sometimes when you don't have a believing spouse. But the word of God is still true.
Amen.
You'll never, wife, husband, either way, you'll never convert your spouse, you converting them. You'll convert them as you submit to the Lord, and the Lord will convert them. Every time. I've seen it fail. I've seen it work and seen it fail, and it's always those two paths.
Right.
If it failed, it's because some reason the one spouse thought they could convert the other one.
Right.
And it doesn't work that way, does it? No, it doesn't. Times I've seen it go the right way, praise the Lord, it was when it was so totally submitted unto God.
Right.
And when husband said, let's do this, now, remember, that's in the Lord now. If it's sinful, you don't have to do that, brother, sister. That's
right.
Got an unbelieving spouse. You don't have to do that, but when it's in the Lord and it's something that isn't going to transgress God's law, you better do it.
Right.
You better submit it. You better reverence that husband, even if he's a pile of dirt. There's no power given but from above.
Amen.
You didn't get that husband just out of chance.
Yeah.
It was given by God.
Amen.
Say, well, God, if this was mine, well, maybe it could have been better, but we're too late for that.
Right.
People wonder, well, maybe I married the wrong one. Well, it's too late to be thinking about that years ago.
Right.
If it really is, when we get over there, God will fix it. It'll be wonderful. But you are here now with that person.
Right.
You need to do what the Bible says. Submit yourself.
Amen.
If they want to stay with you, do that. That's perfectly fine. And you'll appreciate it later on.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Children, chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Man, I got too many of you, so you're already all eyeballed in the morning. How often are we supposed to do that, Brother Andrew? Well, all the time.
Amen.
All the time. And any Christian, that's really the difference between our religion and others. Well, if this happens, then it changes. And if this happens, then it changes. And if it's like this, then we can do it this way. Not Christianity. It's just the way it was. Because we got a God that's not doing it.
Amen.
We got a God that knew the right way to do it all the time. And he told us that way. He didn't hold it back from us. He showed us the exact perfect way. Because if we have an all-knowing God who has all love, why would he tell us something that isn't the best way? Have you ever thought about that for a minute? This God knows everything. Everything there is to be known. And he puts a conviction on your heart, and you wrestle with it. Why are we wrestling with it? He already searched the situation out. He knows the one thing you need to do to make it right. He knows the one thing that's in your heart that's holding you back. And we'll go to reason all the time to say, well, is it really God? Was that really God? Yeah, it was. Because it was His Word. It's manifesting in you. And even children, you know, and I'm the same way. I'm not even going to put a real age to that. I hope you understand that. If your parents, you know, a little older, as mine is, that's why I'm not looking at them. I do believe God will honor that.
Right.
You still obey your parents in the Lord. Now, of course, if you want to go boozing up or something, no, don't do that. And I think you're spiritual enough to understand that. But if they just want to talk in things and give you suggestions and things, you'd be surprised how many times God will honor that.
Amen.
Converted or not.
Right.
Converted or not. You'd be surprised. Why? Because it's the Word.
Amen.
And God honors that reflects His pattern. And when it's even harder to do it, that's just more glory for God to get.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. I just love the Bible. For this is right.
Amen.
Answers A. You know, it's like, here's the test. Here's the choices. Answers A.
Right.
Circle it. Move on. You know, it's thank you, Lord. He's honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. Well, I think that pretty much makes it pretty simple to look at this world and wonder why so many deaths are happening, things like that. If you don't honor your father and mother, you will not live long.
Right.
And that's not even because God just said, well, it's just not going to be that way. You're too dumb to do the right thing. You'll do something stupid and kill yourself. And if it wasn't for the grace of God, I think most of us would be dead too.
Amen.
And what were you doing? Were you obeying your parents?
No.
No. Were you honoring your father and mother when you went out? Doing them crazy things? No, sir. I was out there too. We went out and decided we're going to throw potatoes at cars on the highway. Why? Because we're stupid children that need to learn. A child left to his devices will destroy himself.
Right.
That's exactly right. And it's the same in the spirit, so don't lose sight of that now. If it wasn't for our Heavenly Father, we'd wreck this thing up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of we do wreck this thing up. And I'm glad there's grace that washes it clean and puts the train back on the tracks. Because what do we do? We're just little children most times. God says, all right, we're going to go right here soon. What? Right? No, it's just a nice, easy turn. It's just a grab. See, that's how God does. It's not just boom. We mean that's how it. No, it's every day. That little thing in your heart. That's the Holy Spirit.
Right.
I'm baffled anymore. How many times a prophet talks about stories and I realize that God taught me to pray like this too.
Right.
Just like you and me.
Amen.
Now, he had plenty of visions and things too, but they're like the old Aunt Jemima story. You all know that.
Amen.
He waited on his plane. Well, it's just something to go down this way.
Right.
He was floating, and he wasn't like 50 yards like we think in our head. I think it was like 5 miles or something the wrong way. I mean, you got enough confidence in the still small voice to say, well, I got a plane that, you know, chances are somebody else paid for it.
Right.
And I'm going to miss it. Because I just, what am I doing? I felt you walk the other way. I'm faith that taking
it. Amen.
See, the prophet had learned that this was not just an impression.
Yeah.
This is the Holy Spirit telling me to do this. And if the Holy Spirit's telling me to do something, he'll keep you.
Yeah.
It'll work out. It'll be just fine. Sure enough, that prophet did. He walked all the way the long way. As you know, the woman had the dream. The boy was healed. He came later, and he was a Christian.
Amen. Amen.
You see, this is why I'm getting down to the serious part of this. Why is it so important for us to submit ourselves to the Word of God? It's for the Lord's sake.
Yeah.
When you husbands love your wives, why? It's for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Right.
You want to put a stumbling, and there ain't no man here that would say this. You want to put a stumbling block in front of your wife? Same the other way. The woman that doesn't reverence her husband, well, you will put a stumbling block in front of your husband. Absolutely not. Praise God, there's grace. Praise God, there's overcoming power that even if that does happen, you don't spout off and kill each other. You might. But right before you cross the old end of the bridge, isn't that right? The Holy Spirit shows up. Why? Why should we submit ourselves? Why should the woman submit herself to her husband? Why should the man submit to loving his wife as himself? It's for the Lord's sake that when people come, the unbelievers come and they see you, they know this is not the same as what the Lord has.
Right.
When I walk into this house, this is different.
Right.
For the Lord's sake.
Amen.
And you want to ruin a testimony of a family, let the just the truth of it. It's right here in the Word. Children, obey your parents because this is right.
Amen.
Not in a legalistic manner. I'm trying to keep this right here in the middle, because so many times we push this way. To be a good father doesn't mean all your children are like little robots.
True.
If they want to.
Amen.
How do you do that, brother, sister? Well, if you need wisdom, I think we talked about how to do that. Brother Graham, and this actually hit me a little bit too, because I do believe in discipline. I think we just live in a world of so much undiscipline.
Yeah.
We just want to throw ourselves this way, and it's not quite always just smashing your kids off.
Right.
All right, you hear me now? Brother Graham was talking about some little boy or something like that. I can't remember the exact situation, but I was listening to it driving or at home, one of the two. But he was talking about this child was kind of a little renegade and things like that, and he said something about, well, you can beat him, but that ain't going to change him. Said, well, you get down in sincerity and pray for that child.
Hallelujah.
And you watch the Holy Spirit do the work.
Yeah.
Brother Andrew, that's for sure. That's for sure. Because I thought, you know what? How many times do I pray for that child? I mean, specifically, like, you know, we always have them in our hearts. We're always looking out for them to do the best. But how many times I really got down and said, God, make me the father that'll make my children love.
Amen.
You hear me? I see the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to us there. Same with the mothers, I'm sure. And children, you're the same thing. You don't want somebody walking in your house and not believe that God's for real because you're not obeying your parents, do you? No, we don't want that. But see, Satan won't tell you that.
Right.
He'll just say, yield to your flesh because you're in control. It's funner, it's better, it's great. Uh-huh. He won't show you that it'll destroy the testimony of Jesus Christ. Why are we submitting ourselves to God's order? It's for the Lord's. And then we go to the job, isn't that right, where he starts talking about servants and masters and things like that. What does he tell you? And I can get to it. Let's go to verse 5. Servants, so be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. Now don't you ever make it that if your boss ain't converted, you don't really have to listen to him. That's not what the Bible said. And it's hard. I understand that. It's hard, especially when you know he's a slimy greaseball. It is. But look, God help us. Can you still love that man? That's the difference. And that's really where Christianity hits the rubber meets the road.
Amen.
Is when the resistance comes, the evil comes, and you still have a heart full of love for that person.
Amen.
No man can do that.
Right.
No man. That's not his makeup. His makeup is vengeance. Equality, well, as long as I'm ahead. But the Spirit of God doesn't do that.
Right.
The Spirit of God is always, and we know it, God help us to apply it, living for others.
Amen. Yeah.
Glory to God.
I think a Christian should be the last person the boss worries about.
Right.
Puts on the job, I don't even got to show up. It's going to get done right. They're not going to cut corners. They're not going to cheat me. They're not going to take extra breaks and all that. They're not going to do those things. I believe a Christian ought to be that man.
Amen.
I believe the Christian should be that. And it is hard, brothers, because I was there. And the school's obviously different. When I worked at Ponderosa, you better believe it. If they need someone to cover a shift, who they call first. Because they know I'd sit there and, I don't want to go in. You know, I had enough hours. But I worked full-time and went to full-time school. Okay, so there was times I didn't want to work no more. Okay,
right.
I think you might understand. But what begins to happen is that this kind of thing is coming in your heart, isn't it?
Right.
If Jesus has to. Grudgingly either.
Right.
I'd be all over it. But can we do it that way? Because you can submit the wrong way too. You submit just because you want to. No, I'm talking about submitting because it's the Lord's.
Amen.
It's God. And I think this, maybe you don't have this like I do, but every year I have to go through that process, Lord, that I do enough.
Right.
Because I have students, and you know them, and they graduate. And as far as I can see, they'll probably never be in my life again. Lord, did I do what I could have while they were here?
Amen.
Right. Amen.
And how can I do what I should have? I have to submit myself to the Lord. And that's part of it. If they see me goofing off on the job, do you think they're going to believe my testimony?
Right.
You see, it's not what it is in itself. It's what it leads to is the problem.
Right. Hallelujah, yeah.
You see, it's just the seed. The seed, you know, it looks harmless. It's not anything, but you put it in some ground and then put your actions behind it, put life into it. It'll grow up into a big, ugly weed and take over everything.
Right.
Mm. So servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. How? With fear and trembling. Let me tell you how to work your salvation out the exact same way. That should make it real easy for the Christian to relate how to do it.
Right.
I want everything just right. I want it just the way God wants it. I want him to see that this is the Holy Spirit that's made me this way.
Sure.
Amen. Your master's according to the flesh, fear and trembling. And singleness of your heart. What does that mean? This is the only thing to do.
Yeah.
They asked me to do it. I want them the happiest they can.
Right.
As unto Christ. Not with eye service. I think when the boss is watching. And that goes spiritual too.
Right.
When the pastor's watching. When the church is around. Oh, all of a sudden you're super. Oh, but let them leave. If we submit ourselves for the Lord's sake, you'll realize that the Lord is actually the one boss that has always got his eye on. But his eyes and eye full of love, I'm so happy.
Amen.
I'm so happy. And that's why I say, God, let that life come into me, because I don't want to treat somebody different than the way you treat me. Sometimes the way I've treated other people, the harshness I've treated them, God have mercy, God have done that with me, I'd be dead. I told you that Wednesday, but I'm totally, 100% trusting in the blood of Christ. I'm trusting what he did for me. I'm trusting his grace that saved my soul, my life. Hallelujah. Servants, be obedient unto your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, the singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. The boss telling you to do that job. That's the will of God for you for that day, brother. Same with you, sisters. You've got your responsibilities to do. That's the will of God for you. Oh, God, you know, leave me, God, be God me. As that's talk about the Bible comes down, hey, just read the thing.
Right.
And if you walk in this, you live in this, just submit yourself to the Lord, that's when visions happen. That's when you get the gift of wisdom. And when you ask God, it can come and it manifests itself because God can trust you with that. That's why we don't need we got to get the ABCs the way they need to be consistent. I'm not talking about getting converted now. Don't do that. I'm talking to those that are in the body of Christ.
Right.
You want to mature in the Lord, do what you know how to do now.
Amen.
With all your heart.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you watch God act.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you're not faithful in little, you will not be faithful in much.
Right.
And it'll actually get worse.
Right.
I've seen it in this message just the same as anything else. You see a man that isn't mature enough. That's why the Bible says don't let a novice be a pastor. Because I've seen it happen time and time again. Well, I've got this power. You ain't got no power, Pastor. That's not the way it works.
Right.
Because then they take the power that they think they have. What do they become? They become rulers, dictators. They become the Michelinian spirit, the thing that they thought they never would become. They become it.
Right.
Why? You left the word. That's
right.
What will happen. God, I'm glad God didn't make me a pastor 5 years before he did.
Right.
I wasn't ready. And I can't say the same for every minister. God deals with us individually. But I know that God, I mean, he let me be a manager at a restaurant for a while. I learned a lot there. You learn how to work with people real fast if you work at a restaurant.
Right.
And then you're the manager that's got to figure out why their steak wasn't cooked right, what you're going to do about it.
Right.
After that, then, you know, I became a school teacher and things. You learn how to do that. And you deal with people all the time. And then I was a deacon for a while, and I appreciate the way the Lord did it. Because, you know, everybody asked me, he's like, man, you know, you became a pastor, and sure, everything changed. And my wife will say the same. Kind of. But if it would have been 10 years ago, I said, oh, my whole life would have been around. But
right.
The way the Lord did it, I was prepared.
Right.
Now, there's plenty that goes with it, and plenty I said, whoa, I didn't know about this. But the inside man, he was ready.
Amen.
And it's the same with the gifts of the Spirit. We
yeah.
put them out there like, oh, my, it's just
this.
If you'll just let the Holy Spirit continue to guide you and lead you, it's so simple. You realize, why could I do this before? Are you serving? Are you submitting to him?
Amen.
That's the main thing.
Amen.
Amen. Let me finish this out. Now thy service men finished, but the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good wills, doing service, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatenings. And I believe that's what it means, the same here earlier. When you look at Verse 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, for bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I believe there ought to be a godly respect in the house for the father and the mother between the children. I absolutely believe. But if they literally tremble at your presence, you went too far one way.
Right.
Forbearing, threatening. Isn't that what he said about matches? You don't provoke your children to anger all the time to where they hate you.
Right.
How many have seen that in this message?
Amen.
I mean, just even my you know, my mother's side of things, just stuff I hear, just no wonder people turn the message on. No wonder. Maybe even dealing with my mom, and I don't mean to say this in publicity, I hope this is okay, but even with dealing with her, there's so many things she thought I believed just because I said I believe the message. I've had to tear down almost everything she said. Well, I thought, you know, you're supposed to do this and that. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I never read that anyway. Because why? Just instilling, provoking to anger will cause the wrong spirit in your children, and they'll see the message for something it isn't.
Right. That's good.
Has anybody watched how brother, or heard how Brother Branham handled his children and his grandchildren?
Right.
What did he tell? Remember Billy Paul? You know, I'm sure most of you know the story. Billy Paul got angry. I don't remember his son's name. I don't. David? Is that right? And he just got all around and just let him have it once. And he said, you know, Brother Branham said, Billy Paul didn't talk to him. He said, oh, I know it's about to happen. Pulled him aside, he said, they got little angels watching.
Amen.
And you hit that boy out of anger, he said, that's not right.
Amen.
That's why he's provoking you to anger. God, and any man, it's tough sometimes because they want it one too many times that day. And it just stirs up, and here it comes. God help us to love our children and to see them as God sees us. Amen. You hear me? Praise the Lord. How can I do that, Brother Andrew? Anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Let him submit himself to God. I'll say this. If you don't know how to discipline a certain situation, you need to get on your knees.
Amen. Because
you'll never figure it out.
Right.
You won't. Whatever you do, I guarantee it's wrong.
Right.
It'll produce what you try not to produce every time. Why don't they just be quiet? And you try to do something, they'll just be louder and louder and louder.
Right.
They'll just submit it to God. God will let the Holy Spirit, or you'll let the Holy Spirit do what he wants.
Amen.
He'll bring it around. That goes the same on the job. When I just said those, how can I do this, brother? Let him ask God. Give me wisdom, Lord. How I can serve you all the time and not get lazy.
Right.
Not know, well, my boss ain't here. He don't care. He knows I'm doing that. I can just, you know, goof off for a half hour here. I can just, I'm talking to Brother Andrew now right now.
Right.
Because my boss, he's the principal. He knows that I'm going to do my job.
Right.
But there's plenty of times I've wasted on the clock. I'll say that. Plenty. And that ruins the testimony. It sure does. The student will see that, and I'm just being blatantly honest right now. The students will see that, and they'll say, well, I thought he was a Christian, but I guess I just don't know. And that's your pastor talking. Because we're all, we all have to. You'll never get to a point where you don't need to submit to God. You'll never get there. You'll never give God the glory anyway, but submitting your life to him. That if you didn't get anything today, that's what I want every person here to hear. You need to submit yourself to God to be a Christian. There's no other way to go. Hallelujah. Brother Ray, I'm in the adoption series. I'm just gonna take a different angle. Obviously, it's exactly what I thought the Lord would do, but I'm happy that I feel very pleased about what the Lord is doing. But that's really what we want. Lord, you know my heart. I want it right. Brother Bram talking about the adoption series and how many wants to be adopted sons of God.
Amen.
Not just to recognize those that can be used for the glory of God. Amen. That's right. And we want, I believe when you're converted, as I've said before, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you are adopted into the body. But you need to grow so God can continue to use you and what he wants you to be.
Amen.
You know that, I believe, as I just told you, he let me be a man, then a teacher, then a deacon, then a pastor. He adopts us for things we ought to do in life. I'm glad he doesn't just portal on us at one time. We blow up.
Yeah.
You say, well, that's kind of strange. Is that really? What did Brother Branham? Three poles?
Right.
Why did he just get all three at the same time? The Holy Spirit came. And if you watch, right before the third pole happened, what happened? Brother Branham had the vision of the brown bear. Let me know the story.
Yeah.
And he confesses later that he missed the vision when the vision passed right before him.
Right.
And that's caused many discrepancies because they don't understand. The carnal mind doesn't know the spiritual things anyway, so don't try to explain it to them. They don't get it. They don't get it. They don't get how God can show a man a vision and then him not do what he was supposed to, and then the vision doesn't happen the way it was supposed to.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. What did God tell Moses?
Uh-huh.
Speak to the rock. By his compassion to his men instead of what God told him to do.
Right.
And the brown bear, I think Eddie Biscoe saw it. The patch right there is the biggest bear I've ever seen in my life. It was right there, and Brother Brandon was. And I could keep going on and on. But what was it is God prepared him that way when the seals came, he didn't miss it.
Right.
And I'm glad he did. Yeah. They could tell me this rocket ship exploded, and you know, there was this discrepancies with this and that. I'm sorry. I've already got the revelation of seals. Without it, we wouldn't be taking a rapture.
Amen.
That's exactly right. Not seven little doctrines. This is a little bit more important than that. This was showing who I was in Christ.
Amen.
And without it, we'd just be another denomination like anyone else. But I'm glad that no matter what they do, no matter what they try, there will be a bride.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brother Brandon, talking about adoption, this is the part three. It says this. What am I talking about? Here at Branham Tabernacle, had your chance. What a man wants is anointed with the Holy Ghost to be adopted into the family of God, to be positionally placed by the Father and set into service out there into his purpose of life. What God has called him for, his walk must be holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, you must turn aside to this and be holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Oh, you must believe all that the elder says, all this, but holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Let his word be first. Let it be everything that there is and settled in your heart. Your walk must be in the word, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Oh, if you'll just come over here, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll organize. We'll put you in organization. You'll be a great man. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Moving on. Don't make any difference what anyone says.
Amen.
With call these tapes, do this, do that, do this, do that, the other. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. You've got your eyes set towards Calvary, and there's nothing going to stop you. The very walk of your life, that's what we're getting to now. The very walk of your life. You're walking down the King's Highway, anointed with the precious anointing oil, moving into the holies of holies. Amen. One more here. Speaking of the, how many knows that the high priest going into the holies of holies, there was three courts, but only the only ordained, anointed, prepared
right.
servant could go in there.
Right.
Let me read you what Brother Bram, and I'm gonna close here soon. Revelation chapter 4, part 2. And he went there and offered the blood of the mercy seat once a year. And while he was in there, he was privileged to see the Shekinah glory. How many wants to see the Shekinah glory?
Amen.
Well then listen closely. Excuse me. When the pillar of fire, the amber light that come down, that led the children of Israel out, led the children out of Israel. He even smoked up the temple so no one else could see it. The glory of the Lord fell till it was all smoked up, and he came in himself, went in behind the veil, and settled down on the mercy seat in the holies of holies. Most holy place, it's called Holy of Holies. And he had to be dressed a certain way, walk a certain way, anointed a certain way. He was a special person to go in there. How the congregation must have envied him. But when Jesus died, see, a lot of people hold that. They think that's still the way it is. You know, the whole, you know, Brother Brandon can go in there, but not me. Maybe my pastor can go in there, but not me. Maybe the spiritual brother that I know, you know, he's got it more together. He can go in there, but not me. Now, let me finish reading. But when Jesus died, the temple veil rent. Not only a high priest, but whosoever will. Can have the same anointing of the Shekinah glory and walk a holy life. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord, and approach in the very presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ before him. Take with him, Lord Jesus. Look, we're talking about strength to God now. How do we do this? Lord Jesus, here lays a sick man. He's my brother. He's on the deathbed right now to die. I'm approaching you. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. What for? As a high priest.
Amen.
As a priest of God. What for? In behalf of my brother. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. There you are, your daily walk, your daily talk, your daily behavior, your heart, your soul, and all. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord.
No roots of bitterness. No nothing else. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Amen. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. As we begin to approach in behalf of our brother, whosoever will may come, anointed, blood in front of him. The blood going before him, playing. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. The world will tell you that submitting to God is you forfeiting all your benefits, forfeiting all your control, that your turnout is going to be way worse because you gave it all up. Isn't that right? But oh my, not with the Lord, as I feel very pleased with this. When you submit to the Lord, what did Jesus say? There's no man that's given away houses or loved ones or family or friends, but will receive 100-fold in this life and in the life to come, eternal life. God's got great dividends. When we submit to the Lord, oh my, it's like putting a dollar in and reaping a million. It's all the time. But how do we have to approach? Holy. Holy, this is to the Lord. It's in perfect faith. I'm not doubting God. I'm going to do what he said.
Amen.
I'm going to believe what he said.
Yes.
When I see my sick brother, I'm going to believe what he said. And I'm going to pray and know that he's going to get well. Not for my pride, not for our church to get lifted up, but that Jesus would be lifted up. I'm submitting myself to God. And even though that man will get well, I'll tell you right now, you're going to feel good. You'll get a return from God.
Yes.
He is faithful. So faithful. But God's return, and let's just go there. I'm going to finish right here on this scripture. This will be the last one. Ephesians or Romans 8. Very familiar chapter. But let me show you this, and we'll finish on this. Praise the Lord. How many wants to just I'm just submitting my life to God today. Not illusion. That's what the Ephesian church, that's what made them so successful, is they learned how to do that. Say, Brother Andrew, the hardest place I have is being a father in the house, being a little high. That's what the Ephesians have. Why? Because you're living your best and your worst in your lives.
Amen.
That goes for all of us. Romans 8:31. Excuse me. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Remember, don't forget what James said, though. You got to believe it. And it will. It's there. It's there. He's giving you all things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Oh my, and the world will say, look at your return for submitting to God. You can't have any fun anymore, brother. You can't watch TV no more. You can't watch. You can't booze it up with us. You can't talk about women and all these things. You can't have any fun anymore. Look at you, sister. You're an ugly old rag anymore. Look at what you got to wear. Look what you got to do. Why can't you put yourself out there and look real nice? That's all the world will get to is right there. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. What'd you get out of this message? All you did was lose all your friends and lose all your money. You hear me now? We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Well, let's finish the story. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter because we submitted ourselves to God. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. You hold on to that. Nor anything now, nor anything that's coming 5 years from now. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul was able to say this. And if you go one chapter back, what was the one thing he just couldn't stand dealing with? Himself. Himself. He said, what a rich man that I am. When I want to do good, evil is present. When I want to be a good husband, all of a sudden I want to be selfish. When I want to be a good father, all of a sudden I'm provoking to anger. When I'm going to be a good wife, I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to listen to what my husband's got to say. When I'm on the job, all of a sudden, I want to be lazy. It's the flesh.
Yeah.
It will always desire that.
Right.
Some people, that's all they're looking for. They want their flesh to be converted. You want the resurrection, and yes, we all groan for it.
Yeah.
We all, that's what it is. That's what the resurrection, remember, we are adopted spiritually in the soul, but then we one day we're physically adopted.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what Paul was talking about. Yeah. He said, we all wait. We're groaning. The whole earth is groaning for one thing, the manifestation of the sons of God.
Right.
And sons of God don't have corrupt flesh.
Right.
We have glorified flesh.
Amen.
Not just any glorified flesh. When he comes, we know that we shall be like him.
Yeah.
For we shall see him as he is. Why? God was made man, but in a man was a woman. And that woman's the bride of Christ, which had every person that would ever be saved in there.
Hallelujah.
And what made her, what showed she was different? She had no problem submitting her life to her Lord. So he could pour out his blessing unto her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't he worthy? Isn't he worthy? How many can say the same with me today? Lord God, I'm so sorry for my lack of faith. Because that's really what it is. That I don't submit my job to you. I don't submit my fatherhood to you. I don't submit my sonship, my daughtership, whatever you want to call it, who I am. I've tried to take it in my own hands, Lord, forgive me. Because I recognize it's not me being a big baby. It's the way you made me. You made me to submit to you. To do and what to say and how to, and you don't know where you're going, but you get down and you pray about it. That goes for all of us. Has he ever failed you yet? And then what do? Here comes a trial we haven't had before, and we're so forgiven. We go right back to the flesh, where the flesh has got to say about it. We try to muscle it out somehow that we're going to get this to work, and it just falls apart. The Lord tells us these things not to hurt us. It's just the only way it's ever going to work. I think we ought to just your own way. Don't worry about the Lord. We talk about worship that way. You just worship God in your own heart. You're the only one who can submit your heart to Him. Some people raise their hands, doesn't do nothing. Some people raise their hands and it's their heart coming out of their hands to the Father. Some hang their head down in disrespect. Some do it because of disrespect.
Well said. Nothing present, nothing past, nothing future, height, depth, angels, principalities will never be able to separate us from the Lamb of God. So when you hear the word today, it did cut you up a couple years. But Father, thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to me. I'm here to lay, just let this die. And just submit my whole heart and mind to you. God bless each one. You go ahead and pray your own way. Heavenly Father, I know that today, Lord, the message has been cut and been hard to say amen, but I'm glad to see the people of God who still believe your word. And even when it does cut and they know, Lord, I should have done this, I should have done that, but I'm grateful to know that you still love us and you show us these things, Lord, not to push us away, but that we might come back into the Shekinah glory. You told the Ephesians that they were already blessed with all things in heavenly places. And I believe, Lord, as we come, we're coming through the blood right now. Father, forgive us of our shortcomings. When we come into the temple of God, not this building here, but that holy place where we leave, where we worship God, and we're not on earth anymore, but we're gathered with the host of heaven into the holies of holies, saying, holy, 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 unto the Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, may our lives be a sweet-smelling savior to you. May it always pronounce, Lord, we might not have to say it with our words, but may our actions, Lord, just put out an atmosphere of holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. For the brothers out there in the world on the job, may they do what the Scripture said and serve as unto you, that the world might look at them and see that that's a Christian, that Jesus Christ is alive today. And I see him in that thing. When opportunity presents us, Lord, help us not to be ashamed, to not be afraid, but to speak the great hope that's within us, what made us this way, that others might see it. Lord, I believe we're here for a reason. Lord, there's earthquakes happening all over, California fires all over. Why hasn't this thing gone? I believe there's a few left for us to find. Lord, as soldiers, we gird up our loins with truth. We gird on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. We put the shield of faith up and grab the sword of the Spirit. We say, Father, just prepare our hearts for battle. Knowing that the second we get out, we'll be right in the world again in the war zone once again. Let us not be forgetful hearers. But we remember what we were told today. That if we'll just submit to you, all that armor will hold. And that sword will cut through every enemy. Grant it to each one. The children at home, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you make them the greatest examples of a Holy Ghost-filled child there ever was. And they would have their own experience with you and see God and mommy and daddy and want God in their own life. That when they obey, it's not because they're afraid, but it's because they respect God. They respect their parents. And they want God to receive the glory in their life. Grant to each one, Lord. We commit ourselves anew to you. We submit our hearts, our lives, our experience into your hands. Say, Father, receive glory out of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and worship and praise him. Thank you, Lord. Don't be afraid to press on in. Say, well, it's kind of quiet and I feel that. You go ahead. This is why we came to church. When you ask God, don't doubt. Nothing wavering. Well, I don't know. I've tried. Don't waver no more, brother, sister. Ask God in faith. Too many times we try to get saved 10 times. You've had the change. You're in the body of Christ. You just might lack wisdom. Ask him. Ask him abundantly that your joys might be full. Hallelujah. If you want to come forward for prayer, I'd be happy to pray with you. But I'll say the same as James. Don't you come down. Leave the doubt in the trash. Leave it out the door. Rebuke it. Doubt your doubts. The devil's a liar. That's all he's got to say. You'll get no benefits out of unbelief. Don't let him tell you there are. You believe God. But I'd be happy to pray with you, to believe with you, for your request to God. God bless each one, those praying, those seeking.
leading those worshiping, God bless you. Brother, sister. I'm going to sing that song. Altar's open. Even if you want to have an altar right there, some of the brothers and sisters are now. That's perfectly fine. We have one order here. That's the Holy Ghost. What He wants to do.
Jesus.
Just keep worshiping, praising Him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Me and F, Dad. I'm a child of the King. How many believe that today? We're children of the King. Oh, you sing in faith, nothing down. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for praise and worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name, you're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The army of the Lord. I want to make sure you're prepared to receive the Master's orders. First thing will come. Talked about that something. Don't be surprised when the enemy shows up. That doesn't mean you didn't get it. That doesn't mean you don't have it. It's actually a really good sign to do it. How many believe that?
Amen.
When you say you're a child of the King, how many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Now you have to have that for yourself. You're the only one on the jobs, brothers. You're the one in the home sometimes, brothers and sisters, children, all of us. Isn't that right? But you've been equipped with the Word of God. You are more than conquerors through Him that ever abides with you. Just keep it before you. Just keep that smoke. Just keep it. Make it it's a daily practice. As Paul said, I die every day. I die every day. It's not something we're supposed to not get used to. It should be a way of life.
Yeah.
Lord, make it not a lifestyle, but make it my life.
Amen.
Amen. Don't just make it some habit I'm trying to get. Lord, make it just my life.
Yeah.
I get a situation, I pray.
Yeah.
You might not be able to find an altar or get on your knees something to put on it. Lord,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Nothing doubted. Show me what to do here. Glory to God. And we'll be. Go ahead and bring the testimonies of what the Lord's done. I want to hear about it. Because where the Word goes, the Word takes effect. He doesn't send His Word out for no reason. It will come back. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go ahead and worship Him a little bit here. If you feel to just stay and praise the Lord and things like that, you go ahead. I'm going to let you be dismissed this afternoon. I'm grateful to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That He tells us the truth.
Yeah.
All the time. Amen. So let's sing that together. Let's worship the Lord and make it a resubmittal to the Lord in our
whole. Amen.
God bless you.